Welcome, friends, to another broadcast of Morsels for Zion's Poor.
The word abomination means something that is detestable or repulsive. I can think of few things that are more detestable than something that smells putrid or rotten. When we encounter such an odor, we generally turn our heads, and if it is bad enough, we might even walk away from it. Our facial expressions register disgust, and our actions indicate that we are extremely displeased. Such is the way that Solomon describes the Lord's consideration of some particular sins. Now, the Scripture is plain that God hates all sin. Thou art of purer eyes than to behold evil, and canst not look on iniquity. For thou art not a God that hath pleasure in wickedness, neither shall evil dwell with thee. The foolish shall not stand in thy sight. Thou hatest all workers of iniquity. Yet these particular sins that Solomon mentions are so detestable in the Lord's sight that they are called an abomination or a foul odor unto him. We know that the definition of sin is not simply the actual committing of such in our fleshly bodies, but more importantly, the contemplation of these actions in our minds. The Lord Jesus said, "But I say unto you that whosoever looketh on a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery with her already in his heart." It would do us well to be acquainted with these activities which are so reprehensible in our Lord's sight that we might avoid these pitfalls at all cost. Paul said, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others I myself should be a castaway." What are these extremely disgusting sins? Number one is a proud look. When we are lifted up in our own minds and consider that the things we possess or have become are the result of our own endeavor. Paul said, "For who maketh thee to differ from another? And what hast thou that thou didst not receive? Now if thou didst receive it, why dost thou glory, as if thou hadst not received it?" Number two is a lying tongue. A lying tongue often follows a proud look. If we cannot honestly examine our own selves, we are apt to speak words which are hurtful and destructive. Most lies begin with our desire to impress others, whether it's in a quest to build ourselves up in the eyes of others or to gain for ourselves a following. As Paul warned the Ephesian elders, "There shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies." When we depart from the truth, we are surely on the pathway that leads to destruction. Number three is hands that shed innocent blood. All men deserve to die because all have sinned, yet murder is forbidden in the Ten Commandments. It is not the taking of human life that is hated by God, but the slaying of the innocent is that which is a foul odor in his sight. Some people, by their actions, deserve to die immediately. Those who have murdered, raped, broken into homes with intent to harm the occupants, sought to unjustly overthrow governments, or in general have no regard for the lives of others fall into this category. But even the act of hatred against others who are not in this group is the same as murder. "But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you." Number four is a heart that deviseth wicked imaginations. The thoughts of a man's heart is often on sin, and iniquity waits closely to spread its snares upon us. Yet when we dwell on these sinful thoughts and devise plans whereby we can carry them out, we are acting in a very odious way before God. "There hath no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. But God will with the temptation also make a way to escape. Let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye should obey it in the lust thereof." Number five is feet that are swift to run to mischief. If entertaining thoughts of sin are odious before God, then the actual committing of those sins is even worse. We are to be circumspect and analyze everything we do. Anger often causes men to act swiftly without taking due time for consideration. "He that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. He that is soon angry dealeth foolishly." Number six, the false witness that speaketh lies. As bad as telling lies to benefit ourselves is, telling lies that harm others is even worse. To tell untruths about someone else in order to injure that person's reputation is the same as murder. "A false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish." And the seventh abomination before God is sowing discord among the brethren. We are to love one another with pure hearts fervently. How then can we seek to divide one another? Christ loved his own unto the end.
For a free CD containing 15 of these radio broadcasts, send an email to forthepoor@windstream.net.